This is MSO News Sports. We're talking high school basketball. I'm Bill Newell along with John Squires. And John, you and I just witnessed the Marblehead 11th straight win of the season as they knocked off Salem 69-62 at Marblehead. And finding ways to win against a Salem team that played a really good basketball game and actually was up by 14 points in the second half. So a tough loss for them.
Yeah, absolutely, Bill. You know, the thing is, too, we just got done talking to Coach Giotti from Marblehead. He knew he was going to have a tough contest tonight, and Salem certainly gave him all they could handle. Salem was up by 10 at halftime. They were up by 10, 36-26, and 14 early in the third quarter. And then Salem kind of went cold. Marblehead put on their press again. It affected them a little bit. Bo Millett came back. He had a big rebounding night with 7 points. Bugler heated it up along with Marino, and Marblehead went on to win a big victory in their 11th straight. Now they're 10-0 in the conference, and at least three, maybe four games in their division, meaning Northeastern Conference South or small, whatever way you want to talk about, label it. But they're going to be a team to reckon with. Salem, on the other hand, played very, very well. Coach Giotti alluded to that. They've lost some tough games. They had a tough week. They lost to Classical and Marblehead, probably the two top teams in the conference. They were up in both games. A little bit of youth, 5 new starters, and a little bit difficulty down the stretch.
Yeah, and you know, when you play good teams tight, that's where you want to be. It's not, unfortunately, in this case, these are all the games Salem won the last year, you know, when they had a little more talent, to be blunt about it, to be quite honest with you, than they do now. But they played hard and they played well, and I think Coach Doyle, as disappointed as he must be with the loss, has to say, wow, we're actually playing pretty well as a team, and they were. I saw them play against Peabody a few weeks ago at home. They lost that game, but Peabody's having a great season, and they turned out to play a great game. And I thought this Salem team played a far better game tonight, actually, than I've seen all year.
Yeah, I agree. And you got to remember, Peabody's 9-3, one loss to Salem. Marblehead is 12-2. One loss, and Classical probably won tonight, is 12-2. So there's three top teams, and there's three of their 5 losses. So they're 6-5. They're certainly not out of any probably title picture, but they certainly are in the heat in Division II. So, and he's got to be pleased. He's a very positive person. I watched him from atop at the end of the game. He was talking to the kids. Every one of his players keyed in, focused, listened to what he had to say. I'm sure it was a positive message to all his kids that they played hard. They let one maybe escape tonight. And it was a tough week for them. They played the two top teams in the Northeastern Conference, and they're going to win some games down the road, Billy.
All right, John, what other hoop topics do you want to pick up on as you're looking around North Shore basketball?
Well, you look at, let's switch over to the girls for a second. Revere is really the strength of the conference in the area. Revere is playing very, very well. They're 13-0. They're undefeated. They probably won tonight, which would make them at least 13, maybe 14-0. They're real strong. The Catholic Conference, which is a pet kind of a league that I have a lot of allegiance to, with my two boys playing over there at Fenwick. The Fenwick girls are in a very, very tough division. They're 8-4. They play a tough Cathedral game tonight. That was a big game for them. Cathedral's one of the top teams in Division 4, believe it or not. You got Archbishop Williams, you got Cardinal Spelman, and then you got St. Mary's. So those are 5 real good teams for girls basketball. And the Northeastern Conference, Swampscott's starting to turn the corner. If they won last night, they beat Saugus. They're 5-6. They had lost 4 games in a row. They hadn't won in 24 days, and they beat Danvis and they beat Saugus, 2 very good girls basketball teams. So they're starting to turn the corner. As far as St. Mary's over there, doing real well, and they're a team to be reckoned with in Division 3. And Fenwick's in that division too, so that could be a beauty down the road. But those are some of the highlights in the area we're talking about, it's really, tonight really is the halfway point of the season. And maybe one game over. So we're starting to turn the corner, and smoke is starting to clear, and we're starting to see the leaders, both scoring, rebounding, and league-wise, record-wise.
All right, that's John Squires. I'm Bill Newell, and this is MSO News Sports.